Kingston was easier in a way because, I don't know, it just seemed easier to walk to Kingston. I came by on my scooter the other day and I thought I'd come by the main road instead of the river. And the path now is absolutely appalling. But I used to walk along there. Sometimes we'd go along by the river if it was a nice day. And the children liked that. But I could put all the shopping in the basket. Some of the shopping I would do locally. I discovered the local co-op. Down in Ham Street, there's a pub called the Brewery Tap. Yeah. Well, across the road from there are some houses. And one of those houses used to be the co-op. And Mr. Cox ran it like a private shop, really. And he was very good. He was terribly disabled with arthritis. His hands were very difficult for him. But he used to bone out the bacon and slice it. You know, he had his bacon delivered in large pieces so you could choose your cuts. But most co-ops had it already sliced, delivered to them, but he didn't. And when I discovered the co-op, I did most of my shopping there. And round the back was a general shop with a post office counter in it. I used to do shopping in there until Mr. Sharp, who ran the shop and the post office, was very rude to one of my children because he was giggling about me. He was quite nasty to him, and I thought, nobody's speaking to my children like that. So I spoke up, said I didn't think that was appropriate, and I didn't buy anything else in his shop again. And then we had Mrs. Dunkley, who, there is still her old shop on Ham Street, and it's, I don't know what it's called. It's run by an Asian man. Not sure what nationality he is, but anyway, he runs it. But Mrs. Dunkley used to have the general grocery facing Ham Street, also a shop behind, across a little courtyard, which faced onto Back Lane. That was a grocery as well, but she ran it as two separate enterprises. One was the one for doing deliveries and things, and one was for casual people and had sweets in it, so children could go in there. And she was a funny old character. Apparently, she began making ice cream in the little place that became eventually a greengrocer. It isn't anymore. I think it belongs to funeral people now. It's a little tiny cottage, almost on its own, before you get to the church, which used to be the school. Yes. But anyway, Mrs. Dunkley was resident in this little cottage place, and apparently she used to make ice cream. And that's how she began. She was very enterprising. And her husband was not actually terribly bright, but he could drive, so she used to get him to do deliveries. But when I discovered the co-op and did less shopping in Kingston and more at the co-op, I could have it delivered on by the boy on the bike, you know. And it was very convenient, so I didn't have to carry an awful lot. But going to Kingston was an enterprise that the children liked, because on Monday they had a proper market with animals, pigs and chickens and things, which hasn't happened for years. But that was always very nice. They liked that. Kingston Market used to be an interesting place. It's not now. It's boring. A, they don't have the animals. B, they don't have the various different sorts of things. And the market is not what it was, because part of it is a bus station. And what is left is incredibly crowded, mostly with stalls selling the same sorts of things. It's all cheapo clothing and that sort of thing. The useful stalls that used to sell the vacuum cleaner bags and, you know, half price things like that. They've gone. But I think the man who used to sell what I always considered was probably dodgy meat. He had a big van and he used to sell cuts of meat. I would never ever buy. But I think he might still be there. I don't know. I haven't been to look for a long time. But the Kingston Vegetable Market, which is still extant, only half the size it was, that has gradually changed because the stall holders have obviously moved on, retired, died, whatever. But some parts of it are okay. Of course, Woolworths has gone a long time ago. Kingston has changed, but I don't think it's changed quite as much and as dramatically as Ham.